And yeah, he seems to have his anger problem. Probably because he's a fucking weirdo piece of shit. But he's one of these weirdos that, you know, some weirdos you feel sorry for, but other ones you just think should die or be killed. Some freaks should be killed. So yeah, that's a problem. And another problem, you start talking about this guy over him. I was over at my friend's house, and his wife is this, and his wife and that, and my friend, you know, his wife, and his wife, and his wife, and his wife, and talked about his wife about this, and his wife about that, and his wife, 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 and his wife. And he don't really seem to talk about the friend much, but seems totally obsessed with the wife. And I've seen this before, that any female, he seems to just totally, completely have to have, come ever. And this seems to be his main friend, and I get the feeling that he's over too often, and this friend is starting to kind of resent him being off of him so often. Apparently their former co-workers, Christian dude, got laid off. He had a decent job, was buying all kinds of nice stuff, buys a lot of expensive stuff. He's like 10 years older than me and lives with his mom. Apparently he pays no bills at all, even when he had a job, but of course now he has no job, no income, and yet he's always smoking these disgusting Bronson cigarettes, smoking them, chain smoking them, and it stinks. And I noticed this about cigarettes because somebody else I knew who was kind of broke, and they smoked Bronsons as well, I think out of poorness, and it didn't fucking stink when they exhaled Bronsons. And I was reminded about this motherfucking piece of schizophrenic devil demon talking asshole who's very similar in the fact that he's a stalker and poor because he couldn't hold a job, and he smoked Bronsons and it stank like a motherfucking hell. I mean, my home would just be rank with this rotten disease smell. And yet turned out I knew this one guy I used to hang out with, and he'd come over and smoke Bronsons and it didn't stink. It's just like any other cigarette, which I don't really mind the smell of cigarettes actually. So these two people who are psychic vampires, as it turns out, who sucked my creative juices dry and didn't leave and come over all unannounced and have some kind of they're psychos. Also, they smoke cigarettes, Bronsons, chain smoke, and don't have jobs and stink like fucking hell. I used to have to burn incense and crap. This is so fucking nasty after they leave. Fucking Bronsons. Fuck you, Bronsons. So we're seeing the decline of Christian dude, and he starts writing a lot about his two big themes, abortion and homosexuality, or ruining America. Now, my own personal views on this stuff is that I'm actually against abortion. I feel that it is killing, and it shouldn't be done except for in perhaps emergency cases, but as far as homosexuality goes, whatever. I'm not gay, but I don't care if other people are, and they deserve to get married or do whatever the fuck they want, because this is America. And I feel that their civil rights are being stepped on. They're probably 10, maybe 20% of all America, and they don't have the same rights that other Americans have. So fuck Christianity for denying them their rights. But that's not the way a Christian dude feels. Of course, he feels that the evil one should have no rights. He seems to feel that all of our problems are caused by, he said to himself, every problem that goes wrong in your life is caused by homosexuality and abortion. It's everything happens in our life is God's punishment because we tolerate these two behaviors, these two acts, which are against him. But not killing in general, you know. So war is fine, but abortion is wrong. I feel that both of them are wrong because both of them end lives. But, you know, just flogging a dead horse. Another trend I see developing with Christian dude is a hatred of women. Every bit of his desire is matched by his hatred of women. He hates them. He fucking hates women. And I can see why he probably hates women, because he's an ugly piece of fucking shit. Who would want him? And he's a fucking psycho. And he stinks like a rotten corpse. This is from Evil Christianity Stench. I don't know. Now keep in mind, he bathes. He's a clean person. He's not dirty. A lot of people, when I say he really stinks and he's disgusting, he's smelling. I know people who don't shower and they're not disgusting in the sense that this person is. He has this evil, rotten stench, chemical smell to him that's just unwholesome. So, where were we on our sad tale of woe? Formerly, in the older days, when he would come by, he would knock like this. A tiny little knock that I'd hardly be able to hear. But later on, it became a cock knock. And I'd answer the door. And the cop knock phase, which is more recent, last 5 months maybe, represents his anger. He feels I'm a liberal and a sinner and a bad person compared to him. And he's always upset about Barack Obama, who is the most evil man who's ever been, apparently. I mean, don't get no worse. And he's got this ongoing theme that is, Barack Obama's taking away my freedom. And he always has some kind of freedom that's being taken away from him by Mr. Obama. So I ask him, really? So tell me, name me one freedom that Obama's taking away from you then. Health care insurance. I don't want insurance. I gotta get it. It's the law now. And I'm like, well, you don't have to get it because you have no income, and there's hardship cases like you who don't have to have it because you have no income. But is there anything else he's doing to you? What else is he doing? He's taking away my sexual freedom. What? You're free to have sex with any woman who's willing to have sex with you. That's the problem! Excuse me? That's the problem! Any woman who's willing! He's taken away my right to rape! So apparently he believes that under George Bush, he had the right to rape women. Then he goes into biblical verse and chants and all that bullshit. He goes into... He starts quoting, talking all biblical about, it's not up to the woman to choose where the penis goes. The man is to choose who he fucks. And women have no rights and no choice in the matter. Therefore, man has a right to rape. And stupid Barack Obama taking away the right to rape away, giving women ownership of their vaginas. Evil Barack Obama taking away my freedom. So he comes by again. This time, big cop knock. Obama's taking away all of my freedom. Oh, really? So how's he taking away your freedom? He is legalizing gay marriage. And that's taking away his freedom. His freedom to restrict others' behavior who are not him. So I say, A, Barack Obama is not legalizing gay marriage. B, if it was legalized, that would not be taking away your freedom, because that's somebody else's choice, not yours. None of your business. Which angers him. And he's always talking, the end times are here, the end times are near, the end times are here, the end times are near, the end times are here, the end times are near, the end times are here, the end times are near, the end times are near, the end times are here, the end times are near, here, and here. Oh, he's an idiot. So, last week he comes by.
loud, angry cop knock. I let him in, reluctantly, and Obama's taking away all my freedom. Really? So, what sort of thing is he up to this week? He's gonna put every single American into concentration camps. He's terrified. He's actually terrified. And he's been terrified by so many things in the last few years that didn't come to play, and I remind him that he's an idiot, and that, I was like, what about that conspiracy theory? And this big major one that sounded like a crazy conspiracy theory, outlandish and horrible, and it didn't happen. How about your other conspiracy theory that was end of the worldish, terrible, horrible, and it didn't happen? And now, every 300, what is it, maybe 330 million Americans into concentration camps? Yeah, right. And who's going to be doing this, you know, since, yeah, that's something I like about conspiracy theorists is they know for a fact that's going to happen. For a fact, they know beyond any shadow of a doubt. But they're kind of hazy on the details, like, how's it going to happen? What's the way that many million, hundreds of millions of people are going to be put into concentration camps? Are we going to go willingly? Are we just going to march in there by ourselves? Is there hundreds of millions of soldiers coming in from foreign countries to force us into these alleged camps? Now, I don't doubt there are FEMA camps that can hold a lot of people, but come on, 300 million people in a concentration camp, all Americans? So, since Barack Obama is going to put all Americans into concentration camps, he's going to put himself there too, apparently. Except him or his staff. All Americans, yes, he got very upset. Very angry. Of course, he's already angry. And I tell him furthermore, but he's angry also because when I tell him that this is bullshit and there's no feasible way they could be simply putting 300 plus million people into concentration camps. He once again was, I had blasphemed, it turns out I sinned against the Lord and talked about things that are forbidden to be said because the holy, the mighty Fox News says so, and Fox News, as we all know, would never, ever lie. So I tell him Fox News is bullshit, which it is, full of lies and propaganda. And he goes on this big tirade then, he's all angry and pissed off. And the field recorder I'm talking into right now, unfortunately I don't like leaving that thing out, I don't trust this guy, it's too weird. But he snakes out of hand, grabs that field recorder. A little bit too much force for me to like him to be grabbing my $300 field recorder with. See some of this, he says angrily. The tone of his voice seems to be saying, why do you have nice things when you're a bad person, when I, a holy man, a holy rapist who is with the Lord, has nothing. Keep in mind that he got laid off a little over 2 years ago, has not put one single application in, because he says that when there's a Democrat in the White House, there's no point even trying to get a job because the economy is just fucked, so there's no way you can get a job until there's a Republican in the White House, so he's not even going to try. But he's full of little excuses like that. So I say, why don't you put in some apps then? He's like, makes a noise, something like that, angrily, using a lot of force and spitting this hatred, like he's like physically spitting black evil hatred magic out. And he says he's a felon, the way he's gonna hire him, which might well be true. I wouldn't hire a felon that looks like Alice Cooper after 40 years of crystal meth abuse. But that's just me. He says he's going to get a job as a roofer, perhaps, and I tell him that he'll have to deal with the racism when the Mexicans hate on him for being a white Alice Cooper lookalike. just to make him paranoid because he's such an asshole. I thought I'd make him paranoid. And also I heard stories such as that from people who did the illegal under the table money riffing thing that happened to be white. Anyway. So then I have a bunch of medicine supplies I just ordered from the pharmacy that comes mail order, a 3-month supply. So I got boxes of syringes and other boxes of syringes and blood test strips and a bottle of stomach medicine to keep me from bleeding out the stomach. And he angrily grabs the bottle of stomach meds.
You got enough drugs?
Once again, the implication, the angry implication, seems to be that I got far more dope than he does, and he deserves so much more in life. Of course, this isn't even dope he's got, you know. If you want to consider a bottle of stomach pills, which he seems to think are some kind of painkiller or muscle relaxer or something that would be recreationally used, plus all the supplies for taking my blood, I don't consider that partying either, really. Anyway, he went on about some other stuff like that and was angry because I had sacks of weed. Yeah, because I don't deserve that. He does, because he's good and he's deserving. I just don't feel like actually working or getting a job. Makes me wonder where his money comes from. He smokes cigarettes and he has joints every once in a while, and he claims he drives every day. He spends his evenings just driving around. Plus, he keeps up with the tags. So obviously, somebody's giving him some bullets. So he wants a bull. Promises he'll return tomorrow and return, giving me a bull in return. Sure, I'll give him a fucking bull, why not? Be rid of him. That's what he wants, if he'll leave now. Good. And of course, I'm not expecting him to show up and pay up. Because he never seems to hardly ever do that immediately. He will, because he feels he won't be welcome back. Of course, he's never really welcome back, but won't be allowed back until he pays up, so usually what happens is he lays low if something like this happens, but he's a strange motherfucker. Once before, I was over at my parents' house, which is right across the street, and I saw him come and knock on my door. It was kind of paranoid because I thought the door wasn't locked, but I was hung out there and watched him occasionally see what he'd do, and he would knock and wait and knock and knock and wait and knock and wait and wait and knock, and then he'd sit down with his back against the door and smoke a cigarette, get up about halfway through the cigarette and knock and wait and knock and wait and finish the cigarette and then knock and knock and wait and knock and wait. He's doing this for about 16, 18 minutes, still doing the old knock and wait. So when I go across the old drive to my place, coming up from behind him, totally surprising him, he's knocking, lighting up another cigarette. Who knows how long he would stay. So I'm assuming that was to allegedly pay me back. Yeah, right. Anyway, yeah, paybacks. He has an interesting habit of claiming, I'm looking to hook you up with some weed, you can't find any anywhere. Sometimes I'm extremely desperate. After a few weeks of that, I'll give him some money to get some smoke. And I've done this 3 times now. I gave him one time, I think, $60 or something like that, and maybe 50, I can't remember exactly, but half. And he's supposed to be back next day, but he disappears for 3 months or something like that, or 4 or 5 months, and then returns with the weed, finally. He claims that what happened was he went to he He gave the money to his dealer, the guy he can trust usually, and everything works out fine. And then he goes to go get it somewhere. Of course, he also told me he gets it direct, so from the same, his stories aren't consistent, but this version is that he gave the guy the money, and then the guy just refused to. He would shut the lights off and turn the stereo and the TV off and lock the door when he saw him coming, and would never answer the door, so he could never recover the money or get the weed. So, for many weeks, past months, whatever it is, and he returns with the weed. Something tells me what really happened was he smoked it, bought it, smoked it, and then didn't have the money since he don't work. It took him a long time to get the cash to come up with it. Got desperate enough because he has to have company, because stalker people like him have to hang out with somebody. I noticed this in alcoholic types too. They can't be alone with their demons on the phone. So, and then another time, maybe a couple years or so pass, 3 years before I'm desperate enough to do it again, figuring he'll just rip me off. But, you know, I'm always kind of hoping he'll just take the money and run. I'll never see him again. That'd be great. But, once again, weeks or months pass after getting the cash, and when he finally returns with the smoke or the money, whichever it was, he says that, he gives me the exact same story that he told me last time before I forgot the first one. That is that his dealer took the money in advance, but then refused to answer phone calls or Maze of Sirenland, any of that stuff. So then the third time, the very last time, I gave him enough for a quota once again. But you know, I think I got a quarter from him actually for the first time. I gave him the money, and the next day he returned with the quarter, and it's pretty good stuff actually. And not really pretty good, actually, it's average, but for, you know, for considering him as a source, it was incredible, because it didn't taste like cologne or aftershave or anything, or gasoline.